We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For a minute there, I was concerned, T-Bird. The greatest moment of my professional life, my crowning achievement, my coup de grace, my Mona Lisa, was going to play right at the beginning here, and my friends weren't here to celebrate it with me. Ron's on vacation, although I think he could have come in special today since he was on hand to witness it. Bob, on the other hand, claims he was caught in traffic. He just walked in. He's taken over Ron's seat. Not sure I'm believing this, Bob. I think you're here to ruin my special moment because you're jealous.
Good morning, Joe. Didn't you hear the traffic report that just played?
No.
Yeah, it said Thornburg Bridge. It's 15-minute delay trying to get across that bridge. It's been under construction forever, like everything is.
Is that named after Dick Thornburg?
Good question. I don't think so.
It's a great question, I think.
I don't know that for sure. I think, it's called Thornburg. I don't think the whole town's named after him, so.
No, I didn't think that. I was just curious about the origin of the name,
Bob. Meanwhile, I texted you.
You're
I called
frazzled.
You.
You didn't you did answer. Text me, yeah.
Nothing. I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt, but here I am.
My God, you're on the Zeiss plant. Well, I'm really happy to share this moment with you, Bob. So let's rewind as if this was the beginning of the show. You know T-Bird in here?
Of course.
Legendary figure.
I mean, it's a rising producer de jour here every day.
I know. Here we go, Bob. This is the beginning of the show. Pretend this never happened. Bob and I are together. T-Bird, fire it up.
I want to be inculcated, inculcated. I want to be inculcated all the whole day long. Well, I want to be inculcated. Yes, excellent and magnificent. I want to be inculcated. All the whole day long.
Bob, tell us how that song came to be. Fade down, T-Bird.
So, your word incrinculant, which is now circulating and becoming a part of the regular English language, I think.
Yes.
When you brought it up, Tim Stevens was listening. He's actually a very good musician.
He's wonderful.
Yeah, and he said, I got a song for Joe Starkey, and he made it up to Incrinculant, and that's it. And that's taken off.
Right. Well, wait till you hear what happened.
It's now number 40 on the charts.
Wait till you hear what happened. We all know by now that Shelty used the word Incrinculant, which I think clinches a spot in Webster's Dictionary. They wanted Folsey went to Webster's Dictionary a while ago and said, emailed them, what do we have to do to get a word in there? Because it's only logic, Bob, that seven or eight words make the English language every day. Mm-hmm. A lot of them get cut on the last day of camp, right? But a lot of them make it. They said it needs to be used by real people in real society. So we have Shelty.
An incrinculate over the last month.
Who was he talking about? Which reliever?
I think Ramirez.
Into that role.
I think it was Ramirez.
Yeah.
He was asked. Let's hear that again, because this was foremost on Shelty's mind after the Pirates swept the St. Louis Cardinals. He goes into the news conference with the word incrinculant. I won't say he mispronounced it, although he might have. It's close enough. Let's hear it.
I mean, he's been incrinculate over the last month.
Bob, can you believe that happened?
He's pitched himself into that role.
Well, yes, I can, because he's a member of the team here. You guys have a good relationship, you and Ron, and so he knows what's been going on. And every now and then, Ron was in there yesterday.
Yeah, and he was chortling in the back. You heard that.
Heard the big...
Well, you won't believe what happened now. After the game, Shelty met up with Tim Stevens, having heard the song, and decided to combine. I don't know. This is like Peaches and Herb, Seals and Crofts, Simon and Garfunkel.
Shelty and Stevens.
And it's now Shelty and Stevens have combined on the song, Bob. Would you care to take a listen?
I can't believe this is happening, but yes.
I want to be
an incrinculate.
I want to be
an incrinculate
all the whole day long. Well, I want to be
an incrinculate.
Yes, excellent and magnificent. I want to be
an incrinculate
all the whole day long.
You like it? You think it has
a shot?
I think
it's perfect. You know, he's a little offbeat a little bit, that's okay. We got to get more of the melodic part of this tune down for him.
Bob, what do we make of this? You know, I think a lot of people are either angry at me. They want to downplay it. They want to say this is silly, and it is silly. But I also think they're jealous. Can you imagine inventing a word and having Mike Tomlin use it after they beat the Ravens? I mean, come on. This is a proud day for me, shouldn't it be?
Yes, it should be. Let's just say it is an incrinculant day, for sure. And I think the fact that people are starting to use it as part of their everyday language validates it for you.
Yeah. Crowley completely blew it off until I texted him and then made fun of
it. Did you watch our showdown last night?
No.
Oh. After I told you it was coming on.
No, I can't stay up that late. I taped it. I'll watch it today. What happened?
Well, there were three mentions of incrinculant. Colin did it first.
He did.
Mackie did it. I did it. Too many times. Now you get to the point where it's overused, and it'll become a slang word.
You have
to watch. You've gotten to the point now where now it's going to be reduced to something it isn't.
I hear it all the time. I see people on the street. I see people at various youth sporting events. Where my daughter's playing, and they describe things as incrinculant, Bob. I've introduced a word into the lexicon, at least in Pittsburgh, maybe in America, and maybe the world.
I wouldn't say you introduced it. I would say you hammered it into our head every time you get a chance to mention the word incrinculant.
Incrinculate.
That's all we got is incrinculate this, incrinculate that. It's about time people have to use it just so they stop hearing it from you.
Well...
an incrinculate, an incrinculate, an incrinculate, an incrinculate.
I think Shelty got it wrong. That's the only problem, but that somehow makes it better. And I can't wait to thank him tomorrow, Bob.
I'm sure it'll be the first things out of his mouth.
I don't know where to go from there. I guess we should talk a little about the series, huh? And the Pirates.
It was
and
incrinculate.
How well they,
and
was.
Not only that, they better have an incrinculant one coming up against the worst team in baseball.
An incrinculate.
I'm starting to resent Crowley a little bit. You? Do you like him?
Yeah, I like him. Why? Why do you resent
it? I don't know. He wouldn't play it today. And I had to text him.
And you told him?
Yeah, I told him. And then he did play it, but it wasn't very flattering, I have to say. Did you hear Narduzzi call into Crowley last week?
I heard about it. I did not hear it.
I'm going to play that for you. I haven't heard it either.
Yeah.
I've heard about it, and apparently people going crazy on the website that it was great. And I actually do like Adam. I like him a whole lot. You want to hear that leading off, Bob, or would you like to get to that later? It's show du jour today, and you're the guy at the salad bar here, if that makes any
sense. I think we could tease that ahead a little bit.
Okay.
And talk about the meat and potatoes, which is the Pirates in a three-game sweep. They deserve to be the top topic.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do deserve to be the topic. And I thought that Friday night, you make a list of 20 games in PNC Park history, not including, obviously, postseason, because there was two great ones anyway, the win over the Cardinals and, of course, the game against the Reds might have been the greatest event I've ever been to.
Yep.
But regular season, 20-25 games, that one, for me, was up there. We were watching it at home. We're one of many families in Western Pennsylvania who are suddenly watching the Pirates again. That's why TV ratings, I found out on Friday, have nearly doubled locally and are in the top five in Major League Baseball. And it's nights like that, and Ron and I talked about it Friday, that this was a big weekend for Pirates visibility. Steelers camp opens before you know it. Pirates had faded in May. They're coming home. They finally won a series. Could they capture this moment and get people to come back? And sure enough, man, Friday night, what was it, the seventh inning?
Yep, down 5-1.
Huh. Key Brian Hayes comes up, and it's a three-run homer. Palacios hits a homer, and you could just see, I know there were plenty of Cardinals fans, but you could just see sort of that magic to where these people here tonight are going to want to come back. You know what I mean?
No question about it. I think, obviously, the flow of the game is much better, much faster. People are engaged more. And then when you give them a 5-0 deficit turned into a 7-5 win, it doesn't happen very often. If you look at the numbers, most teams cannot come back from that kind. The Pirates specifically couldn't until that night. And, yeah, it was big because Ke'Bryan Hayes, who's been a big topic of conversation, finally has broken out of it. And it looks like, you know, for the next several games, is going to be somebody who has picked up his game. And that helps. That certainly does help. And the fact that it was after, I thought it was, here's why I thought it was so important for him. Because Ji-Won Bae just struck out. And that inning could have ended down 5-3. They had two runs in already. And instead, he turns right around and hits a three-run home run. If that ends 5-3, I don't think they win that game. Because Bae had struck out with one out and runners in scoring position. So
right, like so many other innings. Yeah. I mean, by so many other innings where the Pirates had promise only to see it fade away. And, man, did I feel good for Ke'Bryan Hayes, Bob. He to me, is a very likable character. You know, he really is. And you could feel the weight of the world come off his shoulders on that one swing. And then after the game, Robbie's interviewing him, he said, my dad is here. Of course, Charlie Hayes, longtime major leaguer. And just the smile that he had on his face, you could just see this guy needed a hit like that, something like that to happen for him, I think, more than anybody in that lineup. He really did. And then sure enough, he hits another one Saturday. And now you look, and he's on pace for 12 homers. You give me 12, 15, 17, and a 270, 75 average. You combine that with his fielding. You know, if he can get hot now for a month or so, that's what the numbers will look like. Then he's worth that contract easily, right?
Yeah, I'd like a little bit more. You know, it doesn't have to be home run. I'm looking at run production.
Yes.
You know, just if he's a gap-to-gap hitter, so be it, as long as you get runs home in critical situations. And he did. And you're right, his fielding is just – you know, a lot of guys who have hitting problems can allow it to affect their fielding. And it's one thing that he has not allowed to happen. He has been as solid as can be. And maybe he doubled down on that when he was struggling offensively to say, you know, I got to contribute what I contribute, and that's my glove. And my glove is he saved a couple of runs in that Cardinals series.
He did. And he had other big hits.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Two.
Yeah.
Hit a big hit earlier in that game. I believe he drove in their first
three,
run.
What was it, 3-for-3 yesterday?
Three for three or three for four, whatever he was. Yeah, he had three more hits. That would just be gigantic for this lineup. But I felt really good for that guy. I really did. And then the rest of the series, they don't sweep the Cardinals very often. And it feels really good, I think, to see the Pirates be the Cardinals. I saw somebody, I think, in St. Louis. They were writing that they out-cardinaled the Cardinals. was it yesterday or the day before? Now I can't remember where they went to a little small ball. It was Saturday, where you had the very unusual error for Arenado, and I'm not sure it was an error, but they ruled it as such. Pinch runner Bae, sacrifice bunt for delay, and then he scores on the Bae two-run single.
Yeah, Bae's been coming up big, too, now.
Not on the Bae two-run single. Whoever came up
was
next.
Connor Joe?
Connor Joe. That's exactly right.
But Bae's been playing well, too. I mean, I like the fact that Shelton continues to play these guys, and many times you don't have many choices here. O'Neill Cruz is out. You need Mark Connor to play short. Bae's been showing a lot of pretty good ability in center field. Yeah, he's going to make a rough play once in a while, but for someone who's really not used to playing that position, he's adapted to it pretty well. So,
yes. And right. I think
more importantly, the bullpen has been spectacular. I did not see this bullpen being as good as it's been.
If only we had a word to describe how good they've been, right, Bob? Oh, he missed it. Yeah, T-Bird missed it. Yeah, no, that's too late, T-Bird. But that's okay. Seriously, they've been great. Even guys like Padermo, who hadn't pitched in what, 2 years. How about Moretta yesterday?
Moretta's been like really good with guys on base.
Goldschmidt
comes in. Yeah, he's been absolutely probably.
And then strikes a pose. I like that.
Well, that couldn't work against you.
Yeah, well, let's have a little fun, Bob. Come on.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
What about the bat flip by Palacios the other night?
I like that. That was more, I got the pressure off of me. I'm going to flip it. I have no problem with that.
You have a problem with the pose?
The pose took a long time.
Yeah, that's what poses do.
It's one thing to pose, yeah, but not, again, you're dealing with a former MVP.
Oh, get him out of here.
Okay.
Come on, have fun.
I'm just saying fine, you can have fun. I'm just saying, once in a while, okay, if you do it all the time and you start throwing it in their faces, it could be a problem.
I liked it. 412-928-9370, 928-9370. Your thoughts first, of course, on Incrinculant, and then on the Pirates series. And this, are you back? Does this bring you back to the Pirates? Now, I've gone from, what did I start the season with? 76 wins. No, 74. Then I went to 84.
Uh-huh.
Then I went to the season's over. The team should be disbanded. And now I think at the very least they win the World Series, Bob. Right?
You can have more of these ups and down swings because that's how it's going to go. Although I will say this, Joe, this division does not offer much in terms of teams you can expect to be dominant. They're
I know.
Not.
Well, but the Brewers the have Brewers, suddenly gotten
the Brewers
hot.
Have gotten hot. But I'm just saying it just seems to me they could be, you know, right up there knocking at that door as opposed to worrying about the basement because – I think the Reds and Cubs are what they are. They're going to be the average baseball teams. The Cardinals shocked me that they have fallen 10 games under 500 again. But when you dig a big hole, they were 10-24. You find a lot of work to get out of that hole and then only to redig it again. So
they still scare me in the end. There's a 17-game winning streak last year or whenever that was. But to me, the overriding story here is that this city is dying. Crying out for a baseball team in the summertime. And I think the perfect storm of the Pirates being better, rebounding, and the fast games, like when people go to games now or watch them, it's literally a whole new ball game. That has combined to create, I think, some magic here. And if they can now they have a series that they should sweep.
Sweep.
Anything less than a sweep is a disappointment. I guess 2 out of 3 is anything other than that's a disaster.
But against that team, you would want, I mean, they have 12 wins all season long.
Right.
Come on now.
They're the worst team in Major League history since the 1899.
And they're at home.
Cleveland Spiders. Ron was the beat writer for that team. I'm glad he's not here.
He
only likes those
that,
jokes when he makes them first. Yeah.
I think he's used to them, so it's okay.
He might be. Do you agree, though? I mean, just anecdotally, you've been around for a long, long time. This feels like 2011.
Did you have to put two longs in there?
What
you've
did I say?
You've been around for a long, and you drove it out a long, long time. Jesus.
No, I meant as a compliment.
No, yeah.
I did.
Okay.
A long time you've been around for. It feels like 2011 to me, where all it took was a little bit of winning, and suddenly the town was just recaptured, fell in love with baseball again. Do you feel that?
I do. I feel like there's something there, and I think they identify with a lot of these guys who are scrappers, and they've had to work their way up. You don't have a lot of stars on the team, nationally known stars. What you have is a bunch of guys working together, and I think they believe in themselves. I think that locker room chemistry is as good as it's been since Derek Shelton and Ben Cherington took over. So that's helpful as well.
Even with the 20-8 start, I think this past weekend was the most significant weekend of the Shelty era, in my opinion. You agree?
Yeah, because it was the Cardinals, yes.
Yes.
And I also think Bednar may not have gotten a third save opportunity had that been Oakland.
What did you think? Did you approve of that as it was happening?
As long as he said he was good to go. And again, he's been efficient, Joe. It's not like he had an outing where he had 32 pitchers or something.
Right.
One inning efficient. If you could do that, yes.
Part of me
I wouldn't make a habit of it.
Yeah, well,
again,
he's never done it before.
If it was Oakland, you know. But last year he got into trouble for overpitching when he was in the middle part of the
rotation. We talked to Shelty about that, and he said he has consciously not done that this year. Now, right. that he meant within the same outing he's not using him for two innings, which I think is smart. Right. But even so, you come back on a third day. I had some questions about it. I did, and I still do.
Do you think if it had been Oakland, you would have gone? I think they would have probably gone to, I don't know who, somebody, Holderman maybe?
Maybe. And I love that Shelty took out Holderman. I love Shelty. He's been aggressive with his pitching changes. How many guys did they use the other day?
They used almost the whole bullpen, yeah.
He seems to have had a knack for it lately, but I don't know. I was just a little bit shaky with using Bednar three straight days. Shelty didn't do that. He's never done that. Didn't do it last year.
Mm.
Hadn't done it this year. So hopefully.
And I don't think he'll do it again unless it's a high leverage series against a team like St. Louis.
Yes. But the series overall, Bednar included, obviously, is a huge part of it. Man, was that fun. Was that fun. You had 75, 76,000 people in that ballpark. And I know the Cardinals had a pretty significant amount of people. They did.
That's okay.
But
they've always traveled well,
still,
but they,
you
were,
still
not,
had
they
60,
were not very silent or not very noticeable.
People laughed last week when I was mentioning that Pirates attendance is up 40%. Yeah, well, it's still bottom five in the league. I know, but you're missing the point. The arrow is pointed up. We're not even out of school. Now, this week, we're out of school. The arrow is way up. Who cares about the rest of the league right now? The Pirates are up 40%, and I can tell you it didn't go down last weekend. And now that it's beautiful out, and they're fighting for first place, and you use 2011 as a lesson, man, I can feel it right now. Now, they could blow it. I'm still not necessarily believing in them as an 80-82-win team. Not necessarily. I've sort of learned my lesson there, but who cares about then? We have now. Plus, you had O'Neill Cruz come back on Saturday for the bobblehead thing, and if they can hang on till that guy comes back, it's pretty impressive that they're where they are without him.
And now that Henry Davis is on his way up,
yes,
I think the offense is going to get a good charge here coming up with the return of O'Neill Cruz later in the year, and hopefully he's back to where he wants to be or needs to be. But also, eventually, you're going to see one of those catchers up here, even if it's in a DH role, just to get an offensive bat.
These are good times right now. I think that was the single most significant series, I'll put it that way, of the Shelty era. I think it was. 412-928-9370, 928-9370. Bob Pompeiani brought to you by PNC Bank. PNC, make today the day. Ron Cook on vacation this week. He'll be back next week. We have Colin Dunlap. He's been over at the Pirates many times recently. Get a boots on the ground report from him. Talk to him at noon. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. And you can text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Bob?
Well, Joe, I want to tell you about summertime. Because in summertime, you see more people on the roads. There's a whole big inventory of cars going everywhere, driving to different destinations. And when that happens, there are going to be more accidents. It just stands to reason. It doesn't matter if it's an accident by car or something else. Shenderovich, and Fishman are there to help you when accidents do occur and you need representation. They have five things they always tell you that you need to be prepared for. Number one, you got to have the right auto insurance coverage. And that includes full tort coverage, uninsured and underinsured coverage. Stacking. All these words may not mean much to you, but they do matter, and you should check them out. Number two, having the peace of mind that comes from the minute you contact them, you pay zero legal retainers, no fees, no expenses of any kind, until and only if you win your case. That certainly matters. Also, being certain that the attorneys whose names are on the door are involved in your case. That certainly matters. How about number four? Working with a law firm that has a 99.7% success rate over decades of handling all types of personal injury cases. It matters, and so does a fee of 25%, not 40% of your financial recovery. A lot of firms charge you 40. You're going to save 15% by paying only 25%. Like, for example, on a $1 million settlement, you're going to get $150,000 more because you went with Shenderovich, and Fishman, because mostly you matter to them. Go to their website. Contact them at 1-888-98-TWINS to learn everything that matters when accidents happen. And be prepared when they do. Call Shenderovich, and Fishman. And remember, they really do have your back and not your wallet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.